This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
This time, the IRS will have to pay a penalty for being late. Kristen Diaz has more.
Have you gotten your tax refund back yet? Starting in July, the IRS will have to pay a 5% guaranteed interest fee to individuals with delayed tax returns. That number is up a percentage point from the last interest rate hike that took effect in April. The agency will also have to pay 4% interest on delayed corporate tax returns, 5% on underpayments on tax returns, and 7% for large corporate underpayments.
A rare virus has been reported in the United States. It's called monkeypox, and while the name sounds funny, the virus is no joke. Health experts who were tracking cases say the early stages are a lot like the flu, but then pus-filled sores appear all over the body, just like smallpox.
And in reality, it's a cousin genetically to smallpox. It's just not as deadly.
Dr. Rodney Rohde at Texas State University says the good news is that the death rate for this variant is only about 1%. And he says human-to-human transmission is most common through close contact. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice announces a statewide search for escaped inmate Gonzalo Lopez. Robert Hurst with the Texas Department of Corrections says there's a reduced presence in Leon County.
That number went all the way up to 800 here in Leon County at one time. We are now going to expand the search into other areas around Texas through our intelligence and finding out more information that has come forward during this investigation.
Paris police are continuing their investigation into the shooting of a teen on Hubbard Street late last week. Officers had responded to the shooting and found an 18-year-old man lying in the road that had been shot multiple times. The victim was transported to PRMC for treatment, but his condition is unknown. Witnesses reported seeing two black men running from the scene just after the shooting. A male juvenile suspect has been identified but not located. Delta County investigators made an arrest in the armed robbery of the New Way East convenience store. The robbery was caught on multiple camera angles from the store surveillance, and the suspect was identified by multiple persons by his voice and the clothes that he was wearing. An aggravated robbery warrant was then issued for 35-year-old Christopher Price of Cooper, and he was arrested Friday. He's being held in the Delta County Jail under $150,000 bond. Austin College in Sherman has awarded an honorary Doctor of Humane Letters to Choctaw Nation Chief Gary Batten. The degree was presented to Chief Batten in recognition of his leadership and commitment to health initiatives and his contributions in the revitalization of the Choctaw Nation's culture, growth, and opportunities. A recall has been issued for some Jif peanut butter products. The Center for Disease Control shared that there have been salmonella outbreaks in Texas and at least 11 other states traced back to Jif's creamy, crunchy, natural, and reduced-fat peanut butters and other products from the peanut butter manufacturer. 14 people with cases of salmonella have been reported. Two of them have been hospitalized. A military plane carrying 78,000 pounds of specialty infant formula, enough for more than 500,000 baby bottles, arrived Sunday in Indianapolis. It's the first of several flights expected from Europe aimed at relieving a nationwide shortage of the formula. President Joe Biden authorized the use of Air Force planes for the effort, dubbed Operation Fly Formula, because no commercial flights were available. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.